This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to, of course, visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, ncs51.com and newcaliforniastate.com for all of your information about the upcoming convention, 6th Constitutional Convention, which ought to be very interesting and play out very, very well. We've got a lot of people working and doing some very, very good work on the convention and some great guests coming, including Governor Mike Huckabee will be one of the featured keynote speakers, along with Chris Ann Hall and Adam Housley from Fox News. Just to mention a few, Chris Street, our own Chris Street, will be giving us some financial, the big bombshell, if you will, what's going to actually create New California. It's already out there. In fact, Chris will be joining us in the second hour. Got a lot to talk about, supply chain, things like that. All of this is going to have a negative effect, of course, upon the California state economy, and their tax receipts are going to tumble. So we're going to be talking to him about that in the next hour. And, of course, we'll certainly be talking all about New California in the third hour. So dial it in, if you will. That's a21r.com for Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a ton of stories up there. And also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You get the information about the convention and, of course, read the press release about Governor Huckabee. There are going to be more press releases coming out here shortly. On a big scale about what's going to be happening at the New California State Convention. Okay, so we've got a lot of things to talk about here this hour. It's amazing the different things that are going on. We're going to be talking about Tucker Carlson's program last night, which, you have to really wonder if this whole thing about impeachment is nothing more than a distraction for something else. And, you know, this is how they always play this, right? You always have a distraction in this hand and reality in the other with these people. And because they really are up to no good, right? Anyway, some good news, though, if you're into the Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, pretty much a spy. We understand that against Donald Trump. That's really this whole thing has played out. And, of course, the whole business, we're going to play some of the excerpts from yesterday's, which you just missed out on yesterday. I was getting requests from the listeners. Are you going to play the Trump speech at 9 o'clock? Well, 9 o'clock, you know, Pacific time, we're over. We're done. Of course, that's noontime, which is what happened yesterday. He came out and gave quite an interesting speech, right? Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And it was kind of funny to listen to that. I said, well, you know, we're over at 9 o'clock. But we got we switched over. By the way, we have two channels that we deal with here on Red State Talk Radio, and we switched over on our Encore channel and played the president's speech live. Scott Adams and everybody in Washington, D.C., at the mothership made that switch so that we could hear it live. And I know a lot of our listeners tuned in. And I know the Tory show, she was playing some things too. So we didn't sort of miss out on everything. But listen, we don't control the president. Shockingly, I know you think that everything is controlled out of Agenda 21 Radio Studio 21. And it's not. No, the president kind of supersedes that. Whenever he wants to talk, guess what? He's going to be able to talk. Okay, some interesting news, though, that some news tidbits. We'll get into this. Tucker Carlson last night on his program talked about this new, I guess you would say, it's not new. It's something that's been cruising through the House of Representatives with a lot of support. And, of course, it's all about turning and flipping the Constitution on its head. Some bills that are out there that we're going to be talking about. You'd be shocked. It's basically the, you know, out here in California, we have the big problem, of course, with sanctuary states. And there's a new Washington Times. By the way, I really like the Washington Times. I'd just like to say that. They have given superb coverage on, of course, New California. But the whole thing about sanctuary state, of course, in California, we've been living with the nightmare of this now. And, of course, in other states have been figuring it out because, you know, the progressives have brought it in. And now they want to do it nationally. And so Tucker Carlson brings this out, and we're going to be talking about that. And you can hear what he has to say a little bit. He went really whole hog on his presentation, and we'll post it up there. But it's something to be very, very concerned about. This is the bit I call it. Is this the distraction from the distraction moment, especially something that's so profound that could affect this country? And it gives us great pause. It gives us great pause to understand why we need to take back the House of Representatives. That is a fact. And I think that what's going on right now, the trend is our friend, certainly after what happened with this whole impeachment business. We're going to be on the winning side of that. But some things, Colonel Vindman is going to be reassigned. Shocking! Shocking! Mr. Spy from the Ukraine himself. Ukrainian witness Vindman may be downsized from the NSC report, says. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know that? Yeah, he's the guy. Remember, he was the guy listening in on the telephone call with the Ukrainian president, right? The lieutenant colonel, born in the Ukraine. And, of course, his heart and soul and with his twin brother and his other family members has always been the Ukraine. Just similar to Yovanovitch. Remember Yovanovitch, the Ukrainian ambassador who got fired? Listen, whatever you're seeing on the mainstream media about Yovanovitch, she came in to be batter up and clean up the mess that Obama knew was there. He brought her in August of 2016 with the sole reason that they were anticipating that Trump is going to win. And they knew in August of 2016 he was going to win. The likelihood was very, very strong. So they bring her in to do all the cleanup that she could possibly do, along with, yep, you got it, an interesting military organization outfit out of California. Yep, that group. That group from California. And, you know, of course, who was governor then? Jerry Brown, issuing military orders for a military contingent from California. Something is wrong with that picture, isn't it? And Yovanovitch, working alongside those folks, were doing cleanup. And, of course, the bigger cleanup came, actually, in February of 2017. Shocking. First week in February. More Californians show up to do cleanup in Ukraine. No corruption there. Corruption that goes all the way to Sacramento itself. But that's just, you know, what we found. This is all, listen, this is open source stuff. This is open source. You don't have to go far to look for all this kind of, but, you know, who wants to look at all this stuff? But, you know, you got the two stooges. You got Adam Schiff and his portly little buddy. His portly little buddy. They still want to continue on with the impeachment, right? They're going to continue studying and all this other stuff. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. But anyway, so the Ukrainian witness, Vindman, he's out. He is out, and he should be out. Steve Scalise, people ought to go to jail over origins of Russia probe after failed impeachment. I agree. And Devin Nunes, our very own Devin Nunes, this is the most important thing Trump has done. And, of course, what he's referring to is beating back the impeachment. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Much of the same fashion joins us now. Congressman, you were there in the room. The president's getting smashed and hit again because of his tone and because he, I guess, didn't send a fruit basket to Nancy and Adam.
Well, I thought the best thing today was, and I found out about this when I walked out, he actually had a speech. He was going to go out there and give a speech that his people had worked on. They had approved everything in it. And as you know, when you were there, he said, nah, I'm not going to give a speech. We're just going to celebrate today. And he just had a list of all the people there, and he went around the room, was introducing people. And the president needed to do that, and the American people need to continue to hear this. The more times the president can talk about how dirty they were to him, his family, to anyone who got involved in this, trying to get to the truth, he needs to do it.
I mean, if we had time, we really would have played some of the golden oldies of the past 3 years. Just so people realize, he didn't just pop out today after a week or two or 2 months or 3 months of difficult attacks during impeachment that were all lies. This has been built up over four and a half years of what they've done to him since he announced in 2015 that he was running.
Right.
And he's had just about enough of it. And I can tell you, I've had just about enough of it. I'm all for a vigorous debate and things get tough. Big deal. No problem. But when you say you're guilty of treason, you're working with Vladimir Putin, you're running a criminal enterprise, and you go after Melania, and you go after his kids who gave up their own cushy life, who are working in the White House?
Well, one thing we know, when they run out of ideas, they go to Russia.
Okay? That's all and they have.
Even today in the Capitol, right across the street here, we had one of the Democrats in a committee hearing actually float the idea that the reason the Iowa debacle is going on possibly could be because of the Russians.
Oh, Russia.
Yeah, we're gonna...
I mean, it's incredible. They never stop blaming Russia.
Well, today we had some of the other folks melting down. Nicole Wallace on MSNBC and a few others continue the tradition of what we shared with our viewers tonight. Watch.
He was attacking and making clear the consequences for anyone that crosses him. If you stand with me, if you'll be one of my sycophants, you can come to the White House and I will praise you on national television. You'll be part of the team and you'll be rewarded. And if you're not, I will come at you with everything I have.
So Andrew Weissman is on a team. It's a mafia family.
It's a shock that Trump doesn't just rush to the set of MSNBC to join them for a real conversation about China, trade, Syria, anything.
The most important thing that the president has done, of all the things that he's done, are very important. But he's finally outed the media. The media in this town has been corrupt, and it took somebody like Trump to finally bring them out of their shell to where now they'll just openly go out. They'll tweet about it late at night. They get drunk. They send drunk tweets out. And they're vicious to him and Republicans. And I continue to try to get our Republicans to wake up in the Capitol. We should not be talking to the mainstream media. They are assassins. They're working for the other team.
Today, Marie Yovanovitch, former ambassador to Ukraine, who relieved of her duty, headline, "These are turbulent times, but we will persist and prevail." I'd always thought of that our institutions would forever protect us against individual transgressors. But it turns out that our institutions need us as much as we need them. They need the American people to protect them, or they'd be hollowed out over time, unable to serve and protect our country. Apparently, Marie Yovanovitch thinks that she has a life tenure right to be ambassador to any country.
Yeah, well, look, there's a reason why she got fired, okay? And this is one of the things we could never really get out because we couldn't bring in witnesses.
Absolutely true.
But, you know, we had people that we were ready to bring in that said that she was anti-Trump, espousing anti-Trump administration views while she was ambassador in Ukraine. It's her boss. So she's lucky that we couldn't bring any actual witnesses. What's your power? There are people that wanted to testify against her.
What's your power in the minority to get answers?
Well, all we can do, we don't have subpoena power. So if they don't give us witnesses, and you know that's the whole. I mean, we talked about
you got to win. You got to win back.
We got to win back the majority.
You've got to win back. That's the ultimate punishment for what they've done.
That is correct. And if we win back the House, then you get Schiff and Natalie and these guys.
But are you going to win it back by giving roses to the other side by saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you impeached me"?
No, I think we win.
Or do you win it back by being a fighter?
We win it. Well, you have to fight, and part of that fight includes not saying stupid things and cooperating with the media who are really working for the Democrats. It's such a key. Because we're already at a disadvantage with the tech companies who are monitoring and building content.
Oh, they're suppressing tweets. My tweets are suppressed. I mean, it's so obvious. Congressman, we'll be tracking this. Thank you.
Good words from Devin Nunes, as usual. And, you know, if you want to juxtaposition that with the new California state movement and what happens with new California staters who start to become, who are new, is they saddle up next to... you know, various and sundry people who may have nefarious intent for New California. And we hear this all the time, and we deal with it because there are people who just want to do in New California just as much as they want to do in Trump. And, of course, they have their various reasons. For instance, the California Republican Party, as an example, is one of the worst. You know, we've got individual parties in counties and so on that are very, very good at supporting what we're doing, and we appreciate that. And they recognize the error in the falsity of what's gone on with the California Republican Party and how it's swung over to the other side. We basically have this unicameral government, which is, of course, now they're trying to codify by changing the California State Amendment, right? Over 600 times it's been changed. And, of course, we got a full-time legislature in, are you kidding, 1996 with Proposition 1A, 1996 by Jess Unruh. And, of course, says full-time legislature, hello, 11 months unrestricted. That's exactly what the language says, 11 months unrestricted, a professional legislature. We've just done nothing but create more and more laws and laws and laws and regulations and huge bureaucracy. We have this bureaucratic state in California, which is much of what you heard Nunes talking about with Yovanovitch. And, you know, she's a bureaucrat. She's a statist, which is exactly what we have out here in California. We're no different in California in terms of its bureaucratic overburden as what you have with the federal government. In fact, the federal government, these people are living lifestyles as people, especially in the State Department, in other countries where, you know, they've married, they got families, they live over there. They have nothing to do, really, in terms of affiliations with the United States. And that's exactly what a lot of these people that were witnesses do. They live over in the other countries that they actually are serving in. And, of course, what's that all about? Where's the loyalty there? And, of course, Yovanovitch, when we first started reporting on her, this is, again, open source stuff. This has been out there, and no one wants to report this because it does, you know, she's a statist and she's anti-Trump. So, therefore, and there's no question that she is anti-Trump. She's a total Obamaite and someone that was playing big time in the massive corruption that involves Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And shocking, this is going on. Shocking. Of course, now we have to, oh, I'm sorry. Did I mention Hunter Biden? Document Hunters. This is the story that just it popped out of Fox here. This is a good one because this is what was coming through yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to, I was kind of like, get that story, get that, when we didn't quite get it. But powerful GOP senators obtain, listen to this, sensitive records from Treasury about Biden. And the takeaway from this is that the Treasury Department was really kind of willing to give them these documents. I don't know why, because maybe Donald Trump, the president, has come out of the impeachment binder, if you will. It says this is all about Burisma, and this story came out yesterday. No, this is published 9 hours ago, but we were chasing this story because we were running out of time and couldn't quite get it. Martha McSally will talk about this. I'll bring this one up in the next in the next block. We're going to go to the C block here coming up. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. You can also email me at paul@821R.com as well, and we'll get back to you. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. And Huckabee is on his way. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
They are considering a subpoena for John Bolton, former National Security Advisor. As Speaker Pelosi today again suggested, their investigations into President Trump are far from over. Watch.
We will continue to do our oversight to protect and defend the Constitution, which is three co-equal branches of government, each a check and balance on the other. And we have some cases in court now.
Meanwhile, some Senate Republicans are requesting information on Hunter Biden's business activities inside Ukraine. Joining me now, Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Good to see you, Senator. So talk to me about what you would be looking for with regard to Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Well, let me first say what the House is doing, they should have possibly done in the first place if they had any concerns in their oversight role. But look, most Americans, when they know the what happened with Hunter Biden asked the question like, wow, my kid couldn't have gotten a job like that without being qualified. So, you know, there are legitimate questions. The media, mainstream media brought them up in the past that, you know, should be followed through on in some appropriate manner. And so if people are looking into trying to get the facts on that through their appropriate roles, that's fine. What the House is now saying is they're going to bring in John Bolton and others. Again, if they had concerns, they should have done that in the first place instead of rushing to an impeachment by Christmas and taking over and commandeering the Senate floor for several weeks with this unfair, rushed process.
So, Senator, you know, the point that you're making about, just for example, subpoenaing John Bolton, there's no promise that he would give the same deal to the House that he was willing to give upon subpoena request in the Senate. Yeah. So they may have to go down the same road to subpoena him and still have to go through the courts. I mean, there's no promise that he's going to give the same deal. So in looking forward, are we, and I had just asked this of my power panel, are we at a point where in Washington, Senator, that this is the battle that's going to go on? It's not going to be over issues. It's going to be how much more investigation you can do. Yeah. What does the American people get out of that? What do they get, rather, on either side? Either you looking at Hunter Biden or the House looking at President Trump?
Yeah. Again, what I prefer that we do is we come together for the things that matter to my constituents and Americans. When I'm back home, they are not talking about this. They are talking about the price of prescription drugs. They're talking about the epidemic of veteran suicide. What are we going to be doing on infrastructure? There's obvious opportunities for us to work on behalf of the American people and provide our oversight roles, but not have this town bogged down in their fights that
can you do
people
it?
Are just tired of.
Can you work across the aisle from the people that the president today called horrible?
Well, I do it all the time. I am a veteran. I look for where the Venn diagram overlaps on things like I mentioned already, and I'm going to keep doing it. I lost my dad when I was a kid, and I always look at it like, if this is the last year of my life, what can I do to make a difference for Arizonans? So I'm going to keep pushing hard to see where we can find ways to fix things that are...
Good for her. But the bigger question is, what has happened with the Treasury? And, of course, this is where the whole thing is starting to fall apart for the Bidens and everybody else. And this says the Treasury Department complied. Now, this is the story we were chasing yesterday at the end of the program. And Martha McSally came out and made a comment about it. But we had heard about Grassley and others. It says the Treasury Department complied with this request that they're reporting here. An inquiry into Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine and handed over highly sensitive financial records and evidence of questionable origin. A report said Thursday. Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, has been a favorite target of President Trump and other Republicans who use him as an example of an extreme case of crony capitalism. Gee, none of that in California, huh? He once held a $50,000 a month job with Ukrainian gas giant Burisma Holdings while his father served as then President Obama. His father was tasked with handling Ukraine policy at the time, and also China. No one said anything about that. Joe Biden, who's running for president, has consistently said his son has done nothing wrong.
Right.
And, of course, the records, and again, the records go back way back, because we have been reporting this stuff since 2012 and 13. Now, at all fairness to our reporting, we didn't have all the massive details that we got over 2 years ago, 3 years ago. At that time, when we started getting those details, the puzzle pieces all fall together on the table and surely, clearly point to corruption by not only Hunter Biden, but also Joe Biden in a big way. And this is the mess that was being created that, again, Yovanovitch was brought in to help clean up in August of 2016. Obama knew it was all dirty because he was part of the dirt, too. Oh, we haven't even gotten to Obama yet, now have we? But all fingers are pointing that way, and Bill Barr knows it. Senator Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, requested the records in the form of a suspicious activity report, also known as a SARS. They also requested financial records through FinCEN, which is a branch of the Treasury Department that eyes money laundering. Now, This is where we're going to get down and dirty with the money laundering. Mark my words. Now, money laundering all across the globe. Shocking. Shocking. What's one of the best places to launder money around the world? I want you to think about that. Where do people launder money all the time? Dun, dun. Well, and we will tell you, of course. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, who sits on the Finance Committee, told Yahoo News that the swift response from Treasury is a blatant double standard. This is what prompted me yesterday going, wow, they're on it. And this is what I was saying earlier. Treasury is on this. That tells you you have bureaucrats in Treasury going, we're not messing with Trump. He's president. Yeah. And things are going well in this country, and they get it. This is the same Treasury Department with Lois Lerner, right? Same one? Maybe they are shifting bureaucratic gears there. Because it was swift. This is the thing that was the shocker to me. This is one of the tells that goes on all the time in Washington and with other bureaucracies. Boy, and boy, howdy, do I get calls from my bureaucratic friends in Sacramento. What's New California going to do to us? So, well, we're not going to do anything to you guys. What's that mean, New California? Now Huckabee's coming. Yeah. Listen, they're going to have their happy little Sacramento and... I mean, it's a huge, you know, large population in Sacramento and San Francisco and Los Angeles. That's, you know, it's 20 million people. You'd think that they would be happy with a state of 20 million people, huh? The Californians. Now, the new Californians, we're kind of happy with our 18.5 in about 85% of the landmass of California. We're really happy with that. And they got a problem with that, actually, I think. They're wondering what's going to happen to them as bureaucrats. Well, I can tell you that the blatant double standard that was just exhibited by the swift response from Treasury may be a clue. Winning, winning, winning.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21. Website 821r.com, or of course newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. You've got a broad brush stroke going on here with this request by Grassley and Johnson for the files, if you will, from suspicious activity report from the Treasury or SARS. And this has been festering within Treasury, I suspect, the whole Hunter Biden business and also the Joe Biden business. And this is called the hot potato moment. I knew this would be a relatively good story yesterday when I was, it's kind of difficult when you're in studio. And you got one story going on, you got another one queued up, and you got another one queued up, and all of a sudden this one comes in. And I'm talking about this one yesterday. How do I get there? How do I get there? How do I get there? You know, that's what you're doing as a radio, because you're kind of keeping it. This is why I multitask so well. Yeah, how I multitask so well, I guess. So now the story's here, and it's getting even better. As I go through this, this is an updated report, I think, from yesterday. They actually updated it from yesterday when it came out. But I don't know what's got Pam Biondi here. What is she doing? Anyway, I don't know what she... Anyway, this is as we have it right now. Yahoo News first reported that the Treasury Department began to turn over the documents related to the Senate inquiry late last year. Okay, so things have been going on for a while. And again, just think John Durham, Bill Barr, hello. Even Jeff Sessions, hello. Because remember, Sessions recused himself from Russia, but not the Ukraine. You see, you want to fake out the other team, a little bit of a head fake, right? It reminds me of the guy, the wide receiver who catches the ball. He turns and he starts to run downfield, and boom, he's got to juke one way or the other. And the defender's going, "Oh my God!" Well, that's just what happened with Jeff Sessions when he recused himself from Russia, but not the Ukraine. And then all of a sudden, boom, we got John. Where's this John Durham guy coming from Connecticut? This guy's a hammer, by the way. You look up his record, he's an absolute prosecuting hammer. Just exactly who Sessions needed. So that's been going on. And then, of course, the ancillary business as well, all the other stuff. So now, this is last year, they're saying, the Senate inquiry started to pop up. And no one really paid attention to this. Everybody was saying, all concerned about, of course, the impeachment, this, and where's the Senate? They're not doing... The Senate was doing something and continuing to do something. And they're going to continue all the way through past the election and into next year. Yeah. So now Grassley and Johnson have this information from FinCEN and also the SARS, the super secret. Now you got Wyden, Mr. Liberal, who, by the way, should still be held accountable for the death of Lavoy Finicum. I just thought I'd say that. Who sits on the Finance Committee, told Yahoo News that the swift response from Treasury is a blatant double standard considering how the Trump administration responded to Democrats' effort to obtain documents and witnesses, testimonies, and impeachments. A blatant double standard! Really? Mr. Wyden, what do you know about double standards? Do you recognize a double standard when it's being pulled on you? I'm so sorry. The administration told House Democrats to go pound sand when their oversight authority was mandatory while voluntarily operating with the Senate Republican sideshow at lightning speed, a spokesman for Wyden told the website. Shocking. Shocking, Mr. Wyden. Shocking. Grassley refused to identify what information Treasury provided when reached by the New York Times, but said through a spokesman, it's unfortunate that Democrats, whom we've kept in the loop on our investigations, would recklessly seek to interfere with legitimate government oversight. I wonder why they're trying to interfere, because most of them are dirty. Let's see if Mr. Wyden out of Oregon has anything to do with child sex trafficking or drugs, or how about uranium one or thorium? Huh? Besides the death of Lavoy Finicum. Grassley and Johnson announced in a letter Wednesday that they were also seeking records of Hunter Biden's travel while he was under U.S. Secret Service protection as they continue to investigate potential conflicts of interest to boost his business ventures in Ukraine and China. Oh, there comes the China thing. Shocking. We write to request information about whether Hunter Biden used government-sponsored travel to help conduct private business to include his work for Rosemont Seneca. Here we go with Rosemont Seneca and related entities in China and Ukraine, the senators wrote, referring to the company co-founder by the younger Biden. Trump's impeachment trial was based on a phone call he had with his Ukrainian counterpart in which he asked him to investigate the Biden's dealings in the country. Democrats allege that Trump withheld military funding in order to put pressure on Kiev. Kiev, not Kiev. Kiev. Trump denied any wrongdoing, was impeached by the House, and acquitted because he did nothing wrong. It was a perfect conversation. The Treasury Department did not immediately respond to after-hours emails by Fox News. I wonder if they'd respond to the Twitter engine. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Boy, I better turn off the microphone. Amazing how radio works. It works with a microphone when the volume is turned up. Amazing. Okay, so we got Chris Street coming up next. We'll be able to, I suspect, talk quite a bit about this stuff. All this stuff that's happening. And when I say stuff, I'm talking about Burisma, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. And, of course, you got to remember something. One of the main players, investigative reporters, who has turned this whole thing upside down, was early on reporting all this mess, was Chris Street, our very own Chris Street. That's why we know so much. We know who the players. And it's all going to unfold. It absolutely is. And this is what they are terrified of. You heard Ron Wyden, the senator, or at least we didn't. You didn't hear him, but I read what he was quoting in his staff. They are nervous. They are. Listen, it goes from Kiev to Sacramento. Now you think about this for a second. Kiev to Sacramento, and then, by the way, as we'll talk to Chris, there's a big financial hole going on in Sacramento. How's that working out? Well, you know they're missing. I don't understand this Betty Yee thing. The controller, $320 billion, just, you know, we don't know where it went. We don't have receipts for it, but it went. The money went. It's gone. Wow, Betty Yee, where did it go? And, of course, we have this fraudulent election coming up in March. Bigger fraud than you might even realize, actually. Bigger fraud than you might even realize. Okay, anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. State of the Future. Yep, convention coming up. And, of course, big news there is that Governor Huckabee will be one of our featured speakers. We have more. Chris Ann Hall is going to be with us. And the gallery and everybody's going to be just incredible, incredible experience with Chris Ann Hall. And Adam Housley, he'll be there. Chris Reed will be there. We got more. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.